Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. Praise God. Hallelujah. One glad morning when this life is over. I'll fly away. Hallelujah. Either by the grave or by the rapture. Amen. Can I tell you there's going to be a meeting in the air? Amen. Woo, glory to God. I can't wait. Praise the Lord. We are in Acts, the book of Acts, and I don't know if I'm going to do this exactly like Pastor Brandon wanted, but we're going to dig into the Word. I'm going to read a lot of scriptures tonight. I believe it's important, especially in this chapter, to get a background and to read. We know that this is the book of Acts. We know that Jesus had already been crucified and been resurrected and on the right hand of the Father. And I'm going to read John 14 real quick. If y'all want to go back there, or if you just want to write it in your notes. John 14, and this was when Jesus was alive telling his disciples. 14 and 16, Jesus said, this is the Gospel of John. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Forever, amen. We have the Spirit forever. We have life forever. We have grace forever. We have love forever. We have peace forever. Jesus told us that we would have tribulations, but we will overcome tribulations. He overcame tribulations. Verse 17, 14 and 17, even the Spirit of truth, we know the truth, and the truth shall set us free, amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwelleth within you, and shall be in you. We have the Holy Spirit in us, amen. Then let's jump over to 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Amen. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And that's good at my age. Amen. I'm getting more and more forgetful. But, you know, the Holy Spirit will say, what did I say? What did the Word say? You know, the Holy Spirit will bring things back. Amen. Will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. And Jesus said a lot. Amen. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. And we could go on and on. But verse 27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. I think somebody needs to hear that. Let not your heart be troubled. There's a lot of things we could be troubled about in the world we live in today. But we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, power. I want to yell power. I want to emphasize power. Jesus talked about power, leaving us power. We have power in the name of Jesus. We have power in the blood of Jesus. We have power through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is power. The Holy Spirit is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, now we can get into Acts. Hallelujah. But John also said, remember John come baptizing. John was the forerunner of Jesus. In Matthew 3:11, if y'all want to put your notes, Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear or to carry, we would say nowadays. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. What does fire do? Fire cleanses. Amen. Fire gets rid of the dross, the things you don't need. You ever seen a field or a pasture that was burnt, you know? Then the next spring, it's so beautiful, you know? It's cleansed out all the weeds, all the impurities. That's what the Holy Ghost and the fire does. It cleanses all the impurities out. Amen. In the book of Acts, Jesus said, you know, that he was going, but he was going to send back the Holy Spirit, 1 and 5. Let's go to Acts 1, 4 and 5. No, I'm sorry, Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come unto you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Yeah.
You shall receive power, amen. The Holy Spirit is power, amen.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, if you will, it charges our batteries, you know. When you get in your closet and you pray in your heavenly language or in tongues, it's like getting your batteries charged, amen. You're ready to go, and there's different kinds of prayer in the Holy Spirit. There's intercession in the Holy Spirit. There's supplication in the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I will pray with my understanding, and I'll pray in the Spirit. He said, I will sing with my understanding, I will sing in the Spirit. So there is singing in the Spirit. I don't know if you've ever sang in the Spirit or heard somebody sing in tongues, but it's beautiful, amen. It's like the angels are singing, and I'm not a singer, but every now and then I'll sing in the Holy Spirit, and I know it ain't me because it sounds pretty good. I know it's the Holy Spirit, amen. It ain't Roy, amen. It's the Holy Ghost. But it's true. But I want to emphasize this power. We have power. The church has power. The church has received the Holy Spirit power to what? Witness. To witness about Jesus, what he can do. And these here, Paul and, not Paul, but Peter and John, they were with him. They were witnesses. They seen the miracles. They seen the signs. They seen the wonders. And they were witnesses unto him. Where? In Jerusalem. Jerusalem is your city, your town, you know. And in Judea, the county, if you will, Samaria, the country, and to othermost parts of the earth. And that's the church's function, to preach the gospel, to witness. Hey, I know what Jesus can do. I was there. Amen. I was there when it happened. Hallelujah. I don't know. I was there when it happened. But that was our power. Our power is, as Brandy said, it's not to judge others or speak of others. It's to edify. The Holy Spirit is a gift to edify. What is edify? Build up. Build up ourselves and build up one another. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. Amen. It's not a badge or, you know, anything like that. It's the power of God. It's a gift. Peter said it is a gift. Salvation is a gift. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift. Amen. And free to anyone that wants it. Amen. All right. 2 and 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And as Brandon said last week, they were all with one accord. What's one accord? One mind, one purpose. We all should have one mind and one purpose, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We might not all be preachers, but we can support it. Amen. We can pray for the preachers. We can give to the ministry. Amen. But we all have a ministry. We're all a part, as Brother Gordon said. We're all a body. Now, maybe not everybody's up here preaching or teaching. But I need you and you need me. Amen. I need your prayers. Amen. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. But we need one another. What did Jesus say? They'll know you're my disciples by the love that you have for one another. Can I tell you, love don't judge other people, doesn't criticize other people. Love doesn't do that, amen. Love edifies. I might not agree, but I love you anyway, amen. Hey, I love my wife, but we don't agree on everything, amen. I don't think anybody's going to agree on every single thing, amen. But we can agree on one thing, Jesus saves, amen. Jesus delivers, Jesus sets free, and Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit, amen. And the Pentecost was a feast. There was three feasts. There was the Passover, which Jesus was crucified during the Passover or right at the Passover. Then 50 days later, you had the Feast of Pentecost. And these feasts, every Jewish man was supposed to be in Jerusalem at the temple at that time. They all came from every country. We're going to read in different areas, Jewish men came to celebrate the day of Pentecost. It was a feast, and there was a third one too, the Feast of Tabernacles, like 90 days later, I think it was. But they are all there in one accord. One accord, hallelujah. And suddenly, I like this suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Woo, it came from above, amen. James said every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above, amen. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you're sitting or standing, amen. The Holy Spirit came in. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as a fire, and it sat upon each one of them. Hallelujah. It sat upon each one of them. Hallelujah. And they were all. Hallelujah. You know what all means in the Greek? All. they were all. Can you say all?
All.
Filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit gave them utterance, and the Spirit will give us utterance, but we got to speak it out, amen. You know, and there's life and death, it says, Proverbs says, is in the power of the tongue. Why did the Lord tongues? Because He can control the tongues, amen. It's not us controlling the tongues, it's the Holy Spirit controlling the tongues. We don't understand it mentally, but spiritually, we're talking to God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks to God. You're preaching directly to God, and God's speaking through you. And sometimes He does reveal what you're praying for. Amen.
He does. Yeah.
And other times He doesn't, but times He does. Sometimes He gives you dreams, and sometimes He gives you visions. And we're going to go into that a little bit. But they all spake in tongues. So there's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues. Tongues is still for today, amen. Tongues is still for today. My Bible tells me in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, if it was good enough for Peter, James, and John, it's good enough for me, amen. If they used it and they did signs, hey, signs, wonders, and miracles should never stop, amen. They should never stop. Amen. Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, devoted to Judaism, devoted to the religion, or to the commandments of Moses and the law of God, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, hey, they made so much noise, everybody took notice, amen. They made a ruckus, amen.
Yeah.
They were speaking in tongues, hallelujah. And they weren't quiet about it, amen. And the multitude came together and were confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. Every man, the Romans, Persians, we'll get into that here in a minute. These were Galileans, didn't know what language they were speaking. But every man heard them speak, amen. In verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? How do they hear it? By the Holy Spirit, amen. Corinthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, let's go on down to 11, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful of God. When you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking of the wonderful works of God, amen. And again, when we're speaking in tongues, we're speaking directly to the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
The demons don't understand it. Satan don't understand it. He might understand us speaking in English, but he don't understand it. It upsets him when you speak in tongues because he has no idea what you're saying, amen, because you're speaking directly to God. When we are, you know, praying in tongues, praying, believing, you know, the devil ought to, you know, hate it when we wake up. Oh, what are they believing for today? You know, what are they praying for today? What strongholds are they pulling today, down today in the Spirit, amen, because in the Spirit we can pull down strongholds. You know, I don't know if y'all have ever experienced this, but at one point I was praying in tongues a lot, and I could feel strongholds being tore down. You know, I didn't know exactly what they are, but you could feel it in the spirit, you know. And when you get to that point, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome. And if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, I ask you to seek that. But you have to seek it, and you have to want it, and you have to desire it, amen. But there's nothing like it, amen. I want to share something with you. When me and my wife got married, I'd been speaking in tongues for years. Actually, about 6 months after I was saved, my pastor had me come down and minister to me, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I was praying in the, I pray in the Spirit every day. And my wife said, I want to do that. I've never done that. I don't pray like that. Well, I don't know. It was probably, I said, well, honey, I'll pray with you, and if you want it, you know, you'll receive it. Well, one night, I guess it's about 10 o'clock at night, all of a sudden I heard this coming from her, man. It was just, yeah. I mean, we weren't in church. I wasn't ministering to her. It hit her like a suddenly, like a mighty rushing wind. And it sounded like an oriental person. She's going, ching, 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 ching. And she was just out of it. And we live in a duplex, and she was allowed. And you know this is a spirit, because my wife's kind of, she's not timid, but she's not, she's not bold like that, you know. She's kind of in the public. But man, I was telling her, I said, honey, you need to quieten down. The more I'd say that, the louder she'd get. So I was just laughing. But she was, I finally got her in the bed because it was late. She's laying in the bed, just going on in the tongues, you know. Wow. She said, Jesus loves you. I said, no, honey. She said, no, you don't understand. Well, she just, it was awesome. So I'm telling you, if you want it and desire it, you can have it. Amen. Amen. I was there. I seen it. Wow. Praise God. It's good. It's wonderful. Amen. Yeah. Now, the main thing is salvation. But, you know, there's baptism in water. You know, to show the public, hey, I went down with Jesus, I'm up in a new man, you know, I'm a new creation in Christ. And then there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Amen.
But that's to each and every individual that want it. But we all read where they all spoke in tongues and they all received the fire, you know, in the tongues. They all received it. And I think Jesus still wants all of us to receive it. Because again, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it says you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Amen. Okay. Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Oh, they drunk, they full of new wine. You know. But 14, Peter, here comes Peter, I love this. You remember what, 50, 60 days before when Jesus was being crucified or about to be crucified, he denied the Lord three times. But after he received the Holy Spirit, it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, and lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, which is 9 o'clock in the morning in Jewish time, in this time, biblical time. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It's not a new thing, amen. It's a new thing to the church, but Joel had prophesied like 800 years before in the Old Testament, amen. And it's 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters, your younger ones, your older ones shall prophesy. What's prophesy? Speak the mind and will of God, amen. Preaching, teaching is prophesying, you know, and predicting future events. And your young man shall see vision, and your old man shall dream dreams. Amen. Your young men shall see visions. I've had one vision, and I'm not going to go into detail. And that vision hadn't come to pass, but that's what keeps me going lots of times. Amen. Lord, you showed me. Lord, I seen it, you know. And your old man shall dream. Pastor Marshall said he had a dream, didn't you, Pastor, where a man came and gave you the money for the church to pay the church off? It's fulfilling the Bible, amen, the Word of God.
Man.
You shall dream dreams. He said he's seen it just like, you know, in real life. And on my servants, hallelujah, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy again, preach, teach, speak the mind and will of God. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. Now here he's talking about the tribulation, and during the tribulation, the things that are going to happen before he does come back and set up his rule and reign in Jerusalem, his millennium reign, if you will, these things are going to happen. Verse 21, I don't want to forget that one. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, before this, salvation was mainly of the Jews. But here, after this, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jew, Gentile, servant, you know, handmaid, whatever level of society, young, old, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this starts, you know, we call it the church age, the age of the church, you know. Peter goes on to preach the word of God and preach the word of God to them boldly. You know, after the Holy Spirit came upon him, he's bold. He boldly speaking the word of God and saying that, you know, you brought Jesus to be crucified. And let's pick it back up in verse 32. This Jesus, this is still Peter preaching to all these people that come upon him, all these that heard him speaking in tongues. This Jesus has God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Jesus spread forth this. Jesus gave them the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he said that, and the Holy Spirit gives power and boldness. We see that Peter lifted up his voice and is boldly preaching Jesus. Amen. And salvation through the name of Jesus. Verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus whom you crucified. He told them, you crucified him, but he's both Lord and Christ. He told them, you know, you crucified him. Can I tell you, even those that crucified him, if they ask for forgiveness and to be saved, they can be saved. Amen. Amen. Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pierced in the heart. What's pierced in the heart? They were convicted. Amen. The word convicted them. The Holy Spirit convicted them. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins or the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Again, it's a gift. It's a marvelous gift. Salvation is a gift. It's a gift. If I give it to you, you have to receive it. Amen. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children unto our children. Hallelujah. The promises unto our children. I got children. I got a child out there that's not living for God. That's going to change. Amen. Because I've been promised my children. Amen. We've been promised our children. Amen. For the 39 again. For the promises unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. The Lord's still calling. Amen.
Yes,
that's why we're here. We're still here. The church is here. Amen. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Untoward is like crooked or perverse, you know, worldly. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. In the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls that day after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind. Amen. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. Amen. Steadfastly every day, you know, they continued. Verse 43, and fear came upon every soul. And the fear of God, you know, the presence of God. When you feel the presence of God, it's not like you want to run, but it's reverence, you know. You feel the power of God and you reverence it. Fear here is reverence, where you reverence God and feel his power and know that he is God. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Amen. There's still many signs and wonders being done in the world today and in the church today. Amen. Verse 44, and all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every one had need. You know, they all helped one another. It was a different time, different society, different day. But at this time, they were all together. They sold everything they had. They were sold out, if you will, amen, to take care of others. Verse 46, and they continuing daily. Some people nowadays, you know, they say, well, I don't need church. I don't have to do. Yeah, you need church, amen. Yeah. You need a pastor. You need brothers and sisters in Christ. That TV preacher ain't going to do your funeral, amen, or is not going to counsel your marriage. You know, that TV preacher don't have that relationship, right. You know. We need to continue daily. Well, do they continue daily, amen? Now, I understand, you know, if you have to miss church, work, or whatever, but we should do our best to be in the house of God at the time called, amen, or every time the doors are open, amen, if we can. And they continued daily with one accord. Again, what's one accord? One mind, purpose. Our mind and our purpose ought to be on getting the word out. Amen. Man. Preaching this, teaching this word, preaching the gospel. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It should be all about Jesus, not me, what I do, but what Jesus does. Amen.
Yeah.
What Jesus does through me. And everything we have is to edify one another. Again, that's to build up one another.
Amen.
To love one another. To show love to one another. Edify. I love that. Pastor Marshall and Pastor Brandon are real good about encouraging, you know. That's what it's all about. We can give everybody something. We might not all have a lot of money, but we can give each other encouragement. Amen. We can encourage one another. And support one another and pray for one another. Amen. I want to read 46 again. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. They had favor with all the people. Amen. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit and the signs and the wonders and the things God was doing. Amen. And the Lord added to the church daily, daily, such as should be saved. Amen. Let's pray for souls to be saved here Sunday morning, every Sunday. Amen. Every Sunday we should see people coming to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray that. Pray that as a church. Amen.
Amen.
To see souls. That's what we're here for. Amen. To see souls saved, delivered, set free, lives changed just as ours was changed. Amen. Well, that's all I have. Hallelujah. I thank y'all for listening. Amen. Yes, ma'am. We're going to take up the prayers, the prayer requests.